rapidly on going upward. Past the glare of his jetpack, she could see the transparasteel box clutched tightly in one massive hand. The Navicomp was still inside. She almost reached for it through the force, but held herself back. If she revealed her presence prematurely, Stryver would have time to react. Better to strike him in the back and take the prize from his dead hands. Two more floors. Three. She threw up a barrier to prevent the heat of the jetpack from flaying away her skin. Four. She was so close she could almost have reached out and tripped him. The pounding of his cannon was deafening. Now! She lunged for the Navicomp, just as Stryver burst through the roof of the palace. A brown glare struck them, and Axe squinted as she struggled for possession of the box. Stryver showed no surprise, although he momentarily lost control of his jetpack. They spiraled and swooped across the roof, while guards peppered them with blaster fire. Stryver's gloved hands let go of the box. For a fleeting instant, she felt triumph. She braced herself to kick away from him. Then his left hand lunged out to catch her around the throat, while his right brought up the assault cannon and fired into her stomach. At point-blank range, the shot was like being hit by an air car in full flight. Had she not put a force barrier in place, her entire midsection would have been instantly vaporized. As it was, she was blown backward out of his cruel grip and left sprawling, momentarily insensate, on the roof. Stryver caught the box neatly, one-handed, and flew off into the sky. Axe watched dazedly, too stunned to feel anything other than curiosity. Where was he going? His jetpack couldn't possibly have enough fuel to get him far. Tassar Barish would have a price on his head within the hour, a price large enough to guarantee he would never leave Hutta. Then, a sleek black shape swooped into view. A ship. She recognized the angular foils of a Kuat scout, but couldn't determine the model. It dipped low to intercept Stryver, and then roared up into the sky. Her quarry was gone. She felt nothing. A blurry shape occluded her view of the muddy sky. She tightened her focus. It was a Nikto guard. She was nudged by a businesslike boot, as though to ascertain whether she was alive or dead. Another Nikto joined it, then a third. She watched them as though from the bottom of a deep, dark well.
I will kill you, Dowstriver, or die trying.
Her rage returned, like life itself. She had lost the Navicomp, but that didn't have to be the end of the world. She would find another way to satisfy Darth Kratos and the Dark Council, and herself, too. It wasn't really about Stryver and the Navicomp anyway. It was about where they led. The mysterious rare metal world. The fugitives from Imperial Justice. Her mother. It couldn't end here. She wouldn't let it. She was on her feet in a single eye blink. The dozen or so guards converging on her across the roof weren't going to be a problem at all. Her first step was to devise a new plan. Stealing the Navicomp and cracking its secrets obviously wasn't going to be possible now. Stryver had it, and she had no illusions at all regarding the likelihood of him sharing those secrets. There had to be another way. All she had to do was find it. The palace was in an uproar as she fought her way back to the site of the battle with the droids. The Hexes, as she had overheard someone calling them. It made sense to return to the scene, since only there lay any chance of learning anything about their origins.